It's August 28th, 2019. This is Filmcast. Here we are with episode 22. I can say we're taking it old school, but I'm so old school I don't know what old school means. Once again, coming to you high atop the Creole Co. World Headquarters building in beautiful downtown Otley, Iowa. For those of you who are still playing the home game, and the home game ends now, we are completely unpacked. Everything has a place. Places may shift as time goes along, but it all works for the moment. We had a housewarming party yesterday. People had, like, chairs to sit on and stuff. It was kind of amazing. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Creole Co., when forever is just too darn wide. Creole Co. If you have music you think I should hear, yours or someone else's, point me toward it. Bandcamp pages, CD Baby pages, and websites. Always looking for new music. And if you hear something you like, go to filkcast.blogspot.com and I will post links to all of the music that I played on Filkcast. Support Filk and Filkers. Support independent music. Let's get the music going. First of all, I'm not talking as much this week. We finished the house at the housewarming party yesterday. My brain is jello. But I do have a story at the end of the show. So, Gwen, Barry, Sally, Michael, and Mary Ellen, they had a mini reunion at a convention earlier this year. I can't remember which. I could look it up, but my brain is jello. This is the Black Book Band from First Contact with The Lightship Yarrow.
Thank you.
Cynthia McQuillan, nominated for 21 Pegasus Awards, won 3, wrote hundreds of songs, and this is the first one I've managed to play. I need to do more shopping. This is Cynthia McQuillan from Singer in the Shadow with Liza D.
The night rose up in whispers, and moonlight steeped the sky. My love beneath the stone so cold did on this night lie. But I dreamt I heard him whisper, heard his keening cry. Beware, my dear, did I hear, for peril lies tonight. Myself had seen him laid in a box of oak and wood, and they set him 6 feet under. 'Twas the measure that he stood, but 'twas my hand saw him welcome to the devil and the grave. And I damn my soul with silence, my mortal life to save. There's one who shares my secret, though not God nor demon he, but my husband, bound and legal wed. He'll never set me free, but I swear today I'd rather lie within my lover's grave than spend another night with him, though my life I'd save. Yes, peril lies tonight, my dear, 'twas what my lover said. And this blade within my hand so bright shall see me rightly dead. Then to my own grave I'll go, and before tomorrow's dawn I'll join my love in hell tonight. 'Tis where my love has gone. I'll join my love in hell tonight. 'Tis where my love has gone.
Barry and Sally Childs Helton are two of my favorite people. I even got to rehearse in that basement filled with instruments. It was so cool. And they make great music together. From Tempest Fugitives, this is Gravity Exiles.
White world that drifts like a wreck, throwing out jumbled signals you'll quickly detect. But don't follow them down to the gravity well, or you'll wind up in exile like a tourist in hell. They're gravity exiles into a spinning rock, with their lives gnawed away by a ravenous flock. They're threatened by peace, though they slaughter their kin. And they say it's no game, but they play it to win. If you visit their world, they'll want you to stay as a weapons consultant or a science display. They'll shoot down your ship and haul it off in the night, and explain you away as a trick of the light. They'll welcome you in if you look just like them, but if you open your mouth, then your troubles begin. You can't question their world or stay where it's cracked, 'cause they'd happily break you to keep it intact. the world they call real. Not a continent moves, not a God intervenes, not a crisis improves. Not a fervent believer will tell you the truth. And not one superhero will come out of the booth. I don't know your name, your race, or your creed, but I might know your pain, your fate, and your need. If your gravity exiles from all time and space, with an ache in your bones and a smile on your face.
I played Joe Bettencourt a few shows ago. Let's play some more. From that great big way out there, this is Second Star to the Right.
I remember as a child when I first heard the story of Wendy and Peter and Neverland Dream. Of an island in the ocean with pirates and Indians, with mermaids and magic and Captain Hook's scheme. Now I'm all grown up and a dream a bit different. I dream of a starship out seeking the star. Of strange desert islands that now I call planets, that dance in their orbits round strange suns afar. Second star to the right and then straight on to the morning. Those words have always meant magic. Second star to the right and then straight on till morning. Who knows what we'll find there? Who knows what we'll see? Now Peter's grown up and he pilots a starship. And his dreams are still magic, his dreams are still true. It ain't just a dream, it's real and it's waiting. It's a waiting for me, and it's waiting for you. There's adventures and dangers, worlds for the taking, new ways of living. And new things to find. It ain't gonna be easy, it ain't gonna be simple. It's the new Spanish Main out where the stars shine. Second star to the right and then straight on till morning. Those words have always meant magic for me. Second star to the right and then straight on till morning. Who knows what we'll find there? Who knows what we'll see? Indians and mermaids and fairies will have us a ball. I hear Peter a knocking on my bedroom window. Come Wendy, come Michael, come John, and come all. second star to the right and then straight on till morning. Those words have always meant magic to me. Second star to the right and then straight on till morning. Who knows what we'll find there? Who knows what we'll see?
I forgot that I had a Frank Hayes album. That speaks for itself. I mean, it really does. From Never Set the Cat on Fire, this is Tinker's Daughter.
When I was just a young man and I hadn't made my fame, I spent the night with a tinker's lass who left when the morning came. It's many years she's left me and since she's gone away, but I'm mad for the tinker's daughter and I love her to this day. For there's many dark and lovely, and there's many fine and fair, but I'm mad for the tinker's daughter, and there's none that can compare. Now a tinker is a rambler, and he wanders near and far, and the true-born daughter of a tinker's bound to go from star to star, and to find her I've crossed hell itself in the heavens up above, and I've seen a thousand wonders, but I haven't found my love. For there's many dark and lovely, and there's many fine and fair, but I'm mad for the tinker's daughter, and there's none that can compare. I've seen the golden cities and the golden women there, and I've seen the green-eyed women of the wind with silver in their hair, seen the dark and noble ladies and a queen upon her throne, but I searched the worlds for the tinker's girl to take her for my own. And there's many dark and lovely, and there's many fine and fair, but I'm mad for the tinker's daughter, and there's none that can compare. Now love will make you crazy, and love will make you blind, and love will make you search until you don't know what you'll find, and love will set you spinning so you'll never find your way, but I'm mad for the tinker's daughter, and I love her to this day. And there's many dark and lovely, and there's many fine and fair, but I'm mad for the tinker's daughter, and there's none that can compare. Yes, there's many dark and lovely, and there's many fine and fair, but I'm mad for the tinker's daughter, and there's none that can compare.
I almost forgot to put the song in. I almost started doing the next intro. Frank, what have you done to me? But anyway, you take some Kipling, you add some fish, and you get this. From Folk Songs for Folk Who Ain't Been Yet, this is Leslie Fish and the Dehorn Crew with Engineer's Hymn.
Oh Lord, thou hast made this world the shadow of a dream, and thought by time I treat it so, except for the iron stream. From coupler flange to spindle guide, I see thy hand, O God, predestination in the stride of yon connecting rod. The captain rolls upon the bridge, and I reign here below. He sends his orders down the line, and I'm pleased to have it so. For though his word be iron law, as ancient rules decree, I know what truly moves this ship are my engines, Lord, and me. I know the seas are very, very wide, and the ship in truth is small, and those who dwell within her hide I care for one and all. Their safety rests upon my skill. Their lives are in my hand. I take it for a sacred trust, and they rarely understand. Behold these purring engine hearts that keep the ship alive. I know them doom to their atoms parts, that I and mine may thrive. And fools they be who fail to see why I hold my engines dear. For the engine room is a temple raised to the god or the engineer. Made this world the shadow of a dream, and taught by time I treat it so, except for the ion stream. From coupler flange to spindle guide, I see thy hand, O God, predestination in the stride of yon connecting rod.
And now for a few Dorsai songs. These are all from Chez Dorsai. And the first one is The Dorsai Irregulars with Jacques Chrétien.
Belittle new our brotherhood, the faith of fighting men, who once to prove their lie was good, and Colonel Jacques Chrétien. 1/4 of Rochemont's fighting strength, 1 battalion of Dorsai, was sent by Rochemont forth alone to bleed Elmouth and die. But look, look down from Rochemont's heights upon the Elmouth plain, at all of Elmouth's armored might, by Dorsai checked or slain. Look down on Rochemont's shame, to hide the wrong she'd done. Made claim Helmuth had bribed Dorsai, no battle had been won. To prove their lie, the Rochemont lords arrested Jacques Chrétien. On charge he dealt with Helmuth's chiefs for payment to his men. Commandant Arp van Dyn sent word, you shall not judge Dorsai. Return our colonel to our ranks, or Rochemont town will die. Strong held behind their walls Rochemont scorn to answer them. Condemned and at the daybreak hanged, young Colonel Jacques Chrétien. Bright, bright the sun that morning rose upon each welland wall. But when the sun set in the west, those walls were level all. Then soft and white the moon arose on streets and roofs unstained. But when that moon was down once more, no street nor roof remained. No more is there a Rochemont town, no more are Rochemont's men. But stands a Dorsai monument to Colonel Jacques Chrétien. So pass the word from world to world, alone still stands Dorsai. But while she lives, no one of hers by foreign wrong shall die. They little knew of brotherhood, the faith of fighting men, who once to prove their lie was good, and Colonel Jacques Chrétien.
And And now Ellen McMicking with A Shield Maid's Lament.
Women wept in the years gone by as men fought side by side. I long to be with those Dorsai who've gone into battle and died. For I was born with Dorsai blood. Our men are trained to fight. But I, a lowly woman, must sleep home alone at night. Our men are trained from birth in ways of combat strategy. Their thirst for valor and renown is also a part of me. But I find myself, as the days fly past, like a hawk tied by his jaws, straining to feel the air 'neath his wings as up to the sky he'll press. I'm tired of watching our dear men die. I'm trapped here at my home, without a hope of becoming more than a fury, unable to roam. And why am I always the one who's assigned to stay behind when they leave, to mind the hearth while they win renown, with no duty except to grieve? For I was born with Dorsai blood, and we are bred to fight. And why should I, a warrior soul, accept this accursed plight? For am I not a true Dorsai? I have the right to say if I will live or if I die. Mine is the warrior's way. My bed is not of eiderdown, but my man sleeps at my side. We fight to earn our right to live. I too give the Dorsai pride. My child is safe on far Dorsai, and in my dreams at night, I give to her the right to choose to stay at home or to fight. She too was born with Dorsai blood, our boys and girls the same. And each may choose to walk the path of Amanda Morgan or Ian Graham. Oh, Dorsai, you've taken my brother from me. Father died on Far Harmony. My first love breathed your name, not mine, with his last. Be damned if you'll not take me. For I was born with Dorsai blood. Our men are trained to fight. And I, a Dorsai woman, will not sleep home alone at night. For I was born with Dorsai blood. And we like hawks must roam. I hear the call within me now. This shield maid will leave her home.
And finally, Dave Clement with Man of War.
I am a Dorsai and I've learned a grisly skill. They've taught me how to win a war, 10,000 ways to kill. And all these vicious weapons to be used each time I fight. Now I've become a weapon of such fearsome might. I am no soldier,
I'm a man of war. I am no soldier, I'm a man of war.
My code is my life, and my duty is my soul. The filling of my contract is my only sort of goal. I go where they tell me, and I fight the ones they say. And none of us would ever think to run away.
I am no soldier, I'm a man of war. I am no soldier, I'm a man of war.
We fight and we march to the mercenaries' drum, and many wars are ended by the rumor that we've come. I take to the field and the enemy all flies. I see them run in terror from the look in my eyes.
I am no soldier, I'm a man of war. I am no soldier, I'm a man of war.
We land on some planet and we fight until we fall, or till the war is ended and we hear them sound recall. They say that we are bloodless, that we're nothing but machines, but still they beg to hire us when they have the means.
I am no soldier, I'm a man of war. I am no soldier, I'm a man of war.
The years count up in kills, but the battles still go on, and none of us believe that we will see a peaceful dawn. It's eons of victory to minutes of defeat, but I'm waiting for the day that you will make us obsolete. Yes, I'm praying for the day that you will make us obsolete.
I am no soldier, I'm a man of war. I am no soldier, I'm a man of war.
I am no soldier, I'm a man of war.
And now for the news.
As always, I'm looking for folk events, house folks, concerts, bands on tour, and in any country. If you're a folker and you're playing at your local coffee house, let me know and I'll talk about it. I want Folkcast to be the place where you find out about folk everywhere. So let's start out with conventions. Dragon Con, August 29th through September 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia. Tom Smith, the Blibbering Humdingers, Mikey Mason, Gray Reinhardt, the Nightsabers, and a lot more. CocoCon, August 30th through September 2nd in Phoenix, Arizona. Alexander James Adams is the go. Also music from Mark and Jen Horning. They'll also do sing-alongs, Dr. Horrible, and also Once More with Feeling. FenCon, September 20th through the 22nd. The Double Clicks are the go. I see from their website that Bland Lemon Denton and the Lemonades are also playing. Not sure about the rest, but I'll have more information next show. The Minneapolis House Filk is happening this weekend. I've added the contact info to my weekly links. Thank you for listening to episode 22. You can find playlists and links at filkcast.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. I don't have links for a lot of the music this week. I looked, but a lot of it only seems to be available from a few Filk dealers. If you know of sources for any of the music I played this week, please let me know. Filkcast will be back September 11th. The next three episodes will be all about the Pegasus Awards. The next episode will be the nominated sing-along and family songs. September 25th will be songs by the Best Performer and Composer nominees. And October 9th will be the Best Filk Song and Best Classic Filk Song nominees. As always, send me requests, send me music, send me links to new music. I'm always looking for stuff. Please let me know what you think of the show. You can leave comments on Blogspot or Facebook. You can leave reviews on iTunes. You can also email me directly at ericcoleman@gmail.com. Please help spread the word. And if you're willing to be part of the street team, I have posted a couple of JPEGs on both the Blogspot and Facebook pages. I have one in color, one in black-white. You can print those out and put them on the freebie table at your local convention with information about the podcast. First of all, I want to thank Bob Clevenger for making this next song possible. And it's story time. Now, those of you who have seen Cheshire Moon, you know just how scary it is when I say that. I stumbled sideways into fandom. I'd been an SF fan since I was a kid. I was an avid gamer. But what I knew about conventions, not much. What I knew about cons sounded more like a mall than anything really fun to me, because all I knew about was the big media cons. I had no idea that there were these entirely different sorts of cons out here. Now, I worked at a computer store, and they set up a computer room at this event out in the Northwest Burbs in Chicago. My boss asked me if I wanted to go watch over the computers all weekend. I'd get paid for the room was open, so something like 11 hours on Saturday. I'm sure the rest sounded silly, but I'll get paid extra, for a weekend. Friday night, I ended up in a room party sitting next to someone I described later as a strange little man. We started trading awful jokes and puns. I remember people throwing abuse and pillows at us. Didn't stop us. After a while, he said, "It's been fun talking to you. I gotta move on." And he left. And I didn't know to look at the badge at that time. I had no idea who I'd been talking to. Until someone at the party, in a moderately sarcastic manner, walked up and he said, "Well, looks like you and Bob were having fun." I said, "Bob?" So yeah, that was Bob Asprin. The Myth Adventure books were, like, my favorite thing at the time. So that was my introduction to fandom. And I decided the whole convention thing sounded kind of okay. It'd be 30 years next year. Next year is a lot of milestones for me. More about that as we go along. But in the meantime, this is Yang the Nauseating from The Kakan's Lament with I Am Not a Ninja Polka. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
As you travel through the Middle Kingdom, a melody will greet your ears. It's a melody that's been around the kingdom for what seems like 20 years. Each and every canton dances to the strains of the I Am Not a Ninja Polka. All without exception join in the refrain of the I Am Not a Ninja Polka. We all think that Mongols are something we should thrash, sing the I Am Not a Ninja Polka. And we all thought the snake pit was just a place to crash, sing the I Am Not a Ninja Polka. The kingdoms are so peaceful, we love each other so, rebellion is the last thing on our mind. We don't drink Irish whiskey and really do believe that the whole dark cards should stick with their own kind. I never read a handout or said the kings of think to the I Am Not a Ninja Polka. Is that not a Connie Kit? I have not a Connie Kit. I Am Not a Ninja Polka. Did you not help write this song? I did not help write this song. I Am Not a Ninja Polka. Did you not tell Yang our plan? I did not tell... Yang who? Yang who? Yes, should I know him? Is he a folk singer? You never heard of him? No. Well, he was a little man, very lean, very loud and brash. Always smiled, laughed a lot, scrawny black mustache. He's the one clapped his hands, went into a dance. When the news came to him, Eodred's in France. Oh, him! He's the one Christmas time told the Baronies. To you, the Bathers, tomorrow to me, tomorrow to me, tomorrow! I never heard of him, me neither. To our East Kingdom allies, let us drink a toast to the I Am Not a Ninja Polka. Sure, there are some Mongols, two or three at most, sing the I Am Not a Ninja Polka. We all conduct ourselves in a European way. We never pay ourselves if we can borrow. We don't attend post revels and really do believe that the hold our card will lead us all to sorrow. To sorrow! Tomorrow! Tomorrow! To... Whoops.
We are quite loyal as subjects to the king. Sing the I am not a ninja polka. And we do not approve of the songs the horsemen sing to the I am not a ninja.
Excuse me, wait a minute. You said you are not singing. Perhaps you do not like to sing. You have maybe relatives living in the North Woods.
You will sing, sing the I am not a ninja polka. Wetsu!
I don't know, Wetsu with you.
Be seeing you.